Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In Parshas Tetzaveh, we learn about the making of the Bigdei Kehuna, the four special articles of clothing that every Kohen wears when he performs the Avodah in the Mishkan or in the Beis HaMikdash. And we also hear about the additional four items of clothing that the Kohen Gadol wears. One of those additional articles of clothing is the Me'il, a four-cornered blue garment worn by the Kohen Gadol. And on the hem of the Me'il, there are 72 gold bells and small pomegranates. And why are they there? The Torah says in Perek Chavches, Pasuk Lamed Hei, V'nishma kolo bevo'o el HaKodesh lifnei Hashem uvetzeiso velo yamus. And its sound, the sound of the Me'il, will be heard when the Kohen Gadol comes to the Mishkan before Hashem and when he leaves, and he will not die. When the Torah says that he will not die, velo yamus, to whom is it referring? Who exactly won't die if the Kohen Gadol wears the Me'il and its sound is heard? Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says very directly, if the Kohen Gadol wears the Me'il, he won't die. But if he does not wear the Me'il, he will die. That's Rashi. The Rashbam, Rashi's grandson, who died in 1158, Rav Shmuel ben Meir, says the Torah is referring to other Kohanim. The Me'il and the bells on the Me'il serve to warn other Kohanim. The other Kohanim, when they hear the bells of the Kohen Gadol, they know that that serves as a warning for them to leave the Mishkan. And if they do not leave, they expose themselves to death, chas v'shalom. When the Kohen Gadol comes into the Mishkan to perform his avodah, they must leave. And in that way, velo yamus, each Kohen won't die. Another approach comes from Rabbeinu Bachya ben Asher, who died in 1130, and other Mefarshim. These Mefarshim agree with Rashi that velo yamus serves as a warning for the Kohen Gadol, but for a different reason. They say the bells serve as a warning for the Kohen Gadol to enter the Mishkan and to perform the Avodah properly, with the appropriate mindset. The Kohen Gadol didn't just barge into the Mishkan. Rather, he walked very deliberately with the sounds of the bells literally ringing in his ears, reminding him every step of the way of what he's about to do. And when he does that, when the Kohen Gadol approaches his Avodah in that way, velo yamus, he won't die, chas v'shalom. The Shemen HaTov, Rav Dov Zev Weinberger Shlita, in the first volume of the Shemen HaTov, quotes this last idea and the message of the bells in the Kohen Gadol, and he quotes the Beis Yisrael. And I have to say parenthetically that there's many Sfarim named Beis Yisrael, and I was unable to find this idea in any of those Sfarim that I have access to. If you know where or who this Beis Yisrael is, please WhatsApp me privately. In any case, the Shemen HaTov quotes the Beis Yisrael, who focuses not only on velo yamus, but he focuses on the word right before that, uvetzeiso velo yamus. If the Kohen Gadol enters the Mishkan with the proper mindset, with the proper understanding, with the proper appreciation for the weight of what he's about to do, then even betzeiso, then even when he leaves the Mishkan, he will take that Kedusha with him, velo yamus. He will not die spiritually. He will not fall, chas v'shalom, from the holy level that he achieved, in the Mishkan itself. The Shemen HaTov says this idea is related to an idea that the Baal Shem Tov, Rav Yisrael Baal Shem, who died in 1760, says about every single Shabbos. On Friday night, we quote Sefer Shmos, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vishamru B'nei Yisrael Es HaShabbos, etc., all the way to Uvayom HaShvi'i Shavas, Vayinafash. And on the seventh day, Hashem rested, Vayinafash. And the Baal Shem Tov asks a question about this minhag. The Gemara in Maseches Ta'anis, Daf Chav Zayim Beis, says, Uvayom HaShvi'i Shavas Vayinafash. The word Vayinafash alludes to the message of Vay Avda Nefesh. Woe is for the soul. Vay Avda Nefesh. Woe is to the extra soul, the Neshama Yaseira, that is lost when Shabbos leaves. The Baal Shem Tov says, why would we say Vishamru V'nei Yisrael Shabbos, etc., Uvayom HaShvi'i Shavas Vayinafash, on Friday night, if this alludes to the extra soul that leaves us when Shabbos is over? The Baal Shem Tov says, if we enter Shabbos knowing full well that we'll be losing our extra neshama once Shabbos ends. But if we enter Shabbos with that knowledge, then we will learn to appreciate it and cherish that extra neshama on Shabbos. And by doing so, we will learn how to hold on to it, so to speak, to appreciate it, to stay on that high level to the best of our ability, even when Shabbos is over. And that, says the Shemen HaTov, is what the Kohen Gadol is striving for when he enters the Mishkan. And that's what we should be striving for every time we enter the Mikdash, every time we go to Daven, every time we go to learn. If when we go in, we begin that higher level of avoda, if we go in with the proper mindset, with a proper appreciation for what we're doing, then we too will be able to hold on to that higher level that we achieved, even when we leave, even if it say so. And then, chas v'shalom, we will not fall from the holy high level that we achieved. Have an amazing day, everyone!